Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
I went to the Enchanted Forest yesterday. Well, actually, I didn't.
You tried to.
I went to the line for the Enchanted Forest yesterday, and after 50 minutes, and 20 minutes before those 50 minutes was spent in the Tim Hortons line because so many people wanted coffees before waiting in the super long line, my wife and I were like, let's just quit and try for the summit tomorrow.
That's the thing. Having to like bail when, when you've invested that much time, that's kind of frustrating.
Like, Attridge was backed up all the way down, like all the way. I forget the one street.
McCormand.
At the end, it was backed up all the way.
That's nuts.
Like, we waited in line for an hour. We're at the end of McCormand, and we didn't even get to the Sastel Soccer Center or St. Joe's High School or anything. Like, if you're going, just go early or bring Risk so you can play in the car. Because
here's the thing. Maybe they should increase the speed limit as cars drive through. If you guys could do 40 on the way through, we'd get through this a lot faster.
What's the point of going 40 at the Enchanted Forest, though? Lights. Done. Hope you liked it. Here's the thing, though. A lot of people cutting in line at the old Enchanted Forest.
Shut up.
Tons. They would go in the left lane because the line for the Enchanted Forest is that right lane Attridge there when you're heading westbound. A lot of people treated it as a zipper merge. So they don't know how to zipper merge when an actual merge is going on. And then when there's an actual line, oh, I thought it was a zipper merge. Yeah, we zipper merge all the time.
That is dirty.
It's greasy is what it is. And if you're one of those people...
Stop breaking the law!
Well, it's not against the law, though, is it?
It's a moral law.
It's a moral law, right? You know what? Let's use another clip that we love to use on cruise mornings instead of the stop breaking the law one, okay? To those people who are cutting in line at the Enchanted Forest.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want.
Liam Neeson.
If you are looking for a ransom.
I'm taken.
I can tell you I don't have money.
Yes.
But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. I will look for you. I will find you.
And I won't do anything because I'm a coward, but I will call you some nasty names on the way home.
Any opportunity to enjoy the outdoors is something we should probably try and do. Calgary's doing something really cool, and it's called an ice bike. And they have fashioned a bicycle onto a frame. They've gotten rid of the front wheel. And this frame has two skates at the front. And then the back, the wheel is still on the bicycle, but it has a frame as well. So you sit on the bike, cycle it, the back wheel gets you going. And the front, it's got skates. So basically, you're propelling yourself on this bike frame with skates.
It's a great idea.
It's really cool. And this is like right up my alley because it's completely balanced. There's no skill required. You just need to pedal.
That's
I am not a good skater. I want to be so bad. And I know practice is what probably would help me in this department. But I have so many preconceived notions about how amazing skating is going to be. I get on the ice and then I hate it.
Well, this isn't skating, by the way.
It's not.
This doesn't count.
It's on the ice and there are skates on the frame.
No, it doesn't count.
I know, it's a nice bike.
You have
but
no
it looks
skates
like fun.
On your feet. Like, you need to tie your skates onto your feet for it to count as skating. You what can't be wearing shoes and call it skating.
What if I carry my skates around my neck on the ice bike?
Figure skaters in movies would always do that. Throw their skates around their neck. I've never seen someone do that in real life.
It looks
never.
Like it would be awkward and dangerous.
In every 80s and 90s movie where there's a skating scene, they always throw them over the neck. No one does that. It's very impractical. It's kind of dangerous. And it would be super annoying. Your skates just clanking right in front of you while you walk.
Well, what about over one shoulder?
Oh, no, that's cool.
Or what about over your hockey stick, which is on your shoulder?
Oh, yeah, that's the standard right there.
Okay.
Like, this is in Edmonton and Calgary, these snow bikes.
Yeah.
A lot of people are saying they hope they come to Saskatoon. But if all of the ponds and the ODRs have these ice bikes, it means that they're probably going to have their own lane after a few years, right?
Jeez.
Can you imagine?
Ice bike lanes.
No one would probably have a problem with that at all, hey?
No.
Everyone would be like, oh, ice bike lanes? Sounds good. Let's do that.
Let's put them on 4th Avenue. In the spirit of Christmas, you and I have decided to exchange gifts. What do they call them? Garage sale gift exchange?
I just call it the secondhand gift exchange.
Okay.
Because some people don't want to go out and go to the mall to shop. Safety first. They're playing it hardcore, and that's totally fine. Some people, they just want to save money during this time of year. So yeah. Instead of going out, spending a bunch of money, they're finding stuff in their house that they don't really use, but someone else could use.
Exactly.
So we're doing the secondhand gift exchange here. Who's going first? Who's opening their gift first?
I'll go first.
You want to go first, Kay?
Mm-hmm.
Mine needs a little explaining. Okay. First of all, it's in this ABC Stores bag.
I love ABC Stores.
Oh, it's great. Well, it's in Hawaii, so.
You're taking it out of the bag and not even letting me open it?
First of all, here is my thank you card from my wedding a year and a half ago.
Oh, right. There you go.
We filled them out about a year ago, totally forgot about them until 3 days ago, and we're like, oh, yeah. So there you go. There is your thank you card.
That's great.
That's all you're getting.
Get real.
I'm just
kidding.
That's
not even secondhand. That's like
firsthand. I'm just kidding. Here you go.
I'm so excited. I love presents. Was this really from Hawaii?
I don't know. I just found that in my house.
Okay. Ghostbusters 1 and 2 on DVD.
1 and 2.
Thanks, Matt.
No worries. You got something else in there, though.
That's nice, too.
You got something else.
Oh, two little Christmas crackers.
Yeah.
Can I pop them right now?
Yeah, absolutely. The paper crowns. Boom. There you go.
Oh, I love that silver.
It's the best.
Okay, I'll put the crown on and get in the spirit. Oh, there's two. You can have a crown, too.
Aw, thank you. And you know what? Here's a pocket Ferrero Rocher for you. There you go.
Oh,
there you
right
go.
On.
You dropped it. Nice hands over there.
Okay.
Nice one. Can I open mine now?
Yes.
Yours is heavy. And also, like, if you show me up here and give me an awesome gift, you did.
I'm just saying.
Awesome. That's why
I went first.
That's why you wanted me to go first. Awesome. Thanks. Yeah, that's...
So just so you know, this is like a treat yourself package.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's awesome. Nice tissue paper. It's just toilet paper.
No, that's paper towel.
Oh, paper towel. Yeah. Sorry, yeah.
There's a difference.
What am I talking about? I'm checked out. White slippers.
Those are hotel slippers that you get complimentary.
Yeah, that's
so
right. Yeah, okay. I like that. Multi-plug extension cord kind of thingy.
An extension cord.
Yeah.
Who doesn't need an extension cord?
An indoor extension cord. Love it. Oh, scented used candle.
Yeah.
I can see the wicks. They're black.
I know. We don't like the smell of it. So.
I thought secondhand was like, mine's not opened. Like, it still has the plastic on it.
Well, that's my secondhand.
Here's a candle.
Yeah.
The wicks were used. Yeah.
And it doesn't smell very good.
All right, what else we got? You got me so many things. Oh, gravy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Brown gravy.
A packet of gravy. A dark beer, because you know I hate dark beer.
Someone left that in our fridge this summer, so there you go.
And a mug, because you know I hate mugs.
And that comes from a set. It's the only one left. All the rest are broken.
Nice.
There you go.
Thank you very much. I can't wait to have my dark beer and gravy, light a nice candle, plug some stuff in.
I can't wait to watch Ghostbusters 2.
You've never seen Ghostbusters 2?
No.
Oh, you are missing out.
I'm excited.
Well, Merry Christmas, Stacey.
Thanks, buddy. You too.
This was just great radio. Us opening gifts that people can't see. Last minute Christmas gifts. We've all been there. You forget someone on your list and you pick up something at the 7-Eleven on your way to their house or something like that, right? Now, when it comes to last minute Christmas gifts, is anything better than the scratch and win ticket? I think that's the king of the last minute gift, right?
We always get that holiday package in our stocking of scratchies, and I love it. It's a blast.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like as a gift, you are possibly giving somebody nothing. Other than disappointment.
Or you're giving them like $1 million.
That's the thing. That's the risk.
I know.
Though. Whereas like if you were to get last minute, give somebody a $25 Tim's card, beauty. I get $25 worth of Tim Hortons deliciousness.
Or you could have $1 million worth of Tim Hortons. And a boat.
Speaking of those scratchies at Christmas time, our family, after dinner, we've opened presents, we're having an eggnog, we sit at the table and just do a few of them.
Mm-hmm.
Every single year for, I don't even know, like the last 5 years, I've won like $50.
Nice.
On a bunch of those different cards. So it's worked out for me, but I just know that sometimes you get nothing.
And let me guess, the person who gave you those scratch and wins, so are we splitting the winnings?
Yeah, it's my parents. That's always the... And then I was like, no way, man.
The joke that keeps on giving right there. But like, that's the thing about scratch and wins. Like, when you go to that corner store, it's the only thing that's like universally liked. You're not going to be like, all right, I'll take a tin of Skoll Wintergreen and give this to my nephew.
And a
like,
4 liter of homogenized milk.
96.3, Cruise FM, great hits and the best rock ever. That's some Christmas music from the Pretenders. It's Cruise Mornings. with Stacey and Clayton, we thought we would do the rest of the show like that skit from SNL back in the day, the Sweaty Balls skit.
Now, what's on your list this holiday season, Margaret Jo?
Well, Terry, I really got greedy this year. I'm asking Kris Kringle for a wooden bowl, some oversized index cards, and a funnel.
Mm, you are getting very greedy.
Mm-hmm. Mm,
yes, so... Cruise mornings.
Stacey and Clayton.
Can't wait.
Happy to be here.
Just kidding. We won't do that anymore.
That's tough. That's really hard. I think, like, one of the big things is to just talk really closely to the mic.
You have to turn your mic way up.
Way up.
Way up. And
nice
then just,
and sensitive.
Just whisper right into the mic.
Loud mouth noises.
We're right in your ear.
That's
right.
That's
now.
Super annoying, actually. Anyway.
How's it going, everybody?
Speaking of food at Christmas.
I really want to keep going like this. I won't.
Okay.
It's just such a change. I love it.
As we all know, Christmas is going to be so bizarre this year. We are not getting together with family. Sean's family has an ongoing tradition where his mom makes a delicious Christmas breakfast. And the centerpiece is something, it's technically called, I think, Wife Saver, but the family calls it Breakfast Morning Special.
Gotcha.
And it's an egg dish that has, like, ham, there's cheese, there is chunks of bread that is mixed in with it as well. You mix everything together, sprinkle cornflakes on top, bake it in the oven, boom, delicious breakfast. She serves it with croissants and butter and jam.
Jeez.
Frothed up orange juice. It's lovely.
So basically, if an omelet and a bowl of cereal made sweet love and had a baby, that's what this dish would be.
Kind of, sure. Just a very specific cereal. You can't do like Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, that would be ridiculous.
Gross.
Yeah, when I eat eggs, the first thing that comes to mind, you know what this needs? Some CT Crunch.
But honestly, the cornflakes make it. Like, it's just that nice crunchy topping. Ugh, it
sounds so great.
It is good. And so, because we're not getting together to have that breakfast, I wanted to try and do our own version of it at our place. I know, risky
tread
move.
Lightly. Yeah.
Because Helen has this in the bag. Like, that's her thing. She makes it. Everybody loves. She makes like 9 pounds of it. It's insane.
Here we go, Helen.
A lot of big eaters in the family. Anyway, I was going to try and make it myself, but what she's done is she's like, you know what? Everybody just bring me a dish. I'm going to make a big batch like I always do, and I'll give it to you, and you can bake it at home on Christmas morning.
How relieved are you?
A little bit. Yes, not going to lie.
A little bit? That's a lot of pressure. Like, taking over a Christmas tradition like that. Like, something that the mom or dad has been doing for decades. And it's like, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to take a crack at it this year. I can just see you in the kitchen being just a ball of stress. Just
man.
Where's the ham? Where's the ham? Who chopped the ham? You chopped it too fine.
I forgot the cornflakes.
Out of the kitchen,
God.
Sean. I need to focus. Stacey's favorite thing in the world. It's when companies kind of get snippy on social media. Like, when they deal with the haters, like, someone will leave a comment, "You suck." And then the company will be like, "Oh yeah, Brad, you suck."
Wendy's is really good for social media. And what was the other one?
A bunch of companies are good now.
Lots of fast food joints have like bickering fights between each other, but funny ones. I like that.
Manitoba Hydro. Mm-hmm. They're also pretty good. You wouldn't expect it, right? Manitoba Hydro, but the person running that social media account is great. This was 2 days ago, sorry. Manitoba Hydro tweets this out. Looking into outages in Transcona, no estimated time of restoration or number of customers affected yet. We appreciate your patience.
Okay.
So then at Quinn5653 responds, "I was in the middle of an intercourse in the shower when the power went out. Thought her parents shut off the lights. You had me spooked." So,
that's weird.
It's a pretty wild reply, hey? Manitoba Hydro replies with this: "Apologies for spooking you. We don't need to know about your sex life, though. And you might be the only person in the world who calls it an intercourse. But you do you, bud." An intercourse.
Wow. Yeah, who does, like...
I don't know.
He just really wanted Manitoba Hydro to know how much he was inconvenienced.
Yeah, I just love that word, intercourse, because it's proper, but it's also kind of silly at the same time.
The wrong, whatever that word is, ahead of time.
Yeah, exactly. It's like...
just intercourse.
It's intercourse, right? Not an intercourse. Makes it seem like he's going to the store to buy something, hey? I'll have an intercourse, please. Thank you very much.
Pick up some intercourses while you're at the store. On social media lately, obviously, people, you know, expressing how sad they are they can't do Christmas together with family. But something else I've been noticing a lot of are the family photos which is great, but in matching outfits.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's increased exponentially this year, the amount of like matching outfit Christmas pictures of the family in front of the tree that I've seen.
Matching outfits, whether it be a couple or an entire family, it was big in the 90s, hey? Like matching outfit photo shoots, huge in the 90s.
Yeah, I think so.
Kind of went away in the 2000s. And then all of a sudden in the last year or so, these matching photo shoots, like where everyone's wearing kind of the same thing, and they're taking off again. And my wife is a big fan of that. She loves the matching.
You are on the list of the ones that I've seen.
We did one of those matching photo shoots.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of painful to admit, but we
you
did it.
Love it.
See, here's the thing. It's kind of like going to the gym, these matching photo shoots. Because before you go to the gym, you're like, ugh, I don't want to go. Bleh. You're just dreading it, right? And then you finally get there, and you're like, oh, this isn't so bad.
Okay.
Oh, this is okay. Same thing with the matching photo shoot. You're like, oh, I'm going to look like such a nerd. And then you do it, and you're like, you know what?
I look like a nerd.
I look pretty freaking good. Like, you know, we look great right now. We had matching pajamas.
Yeah, yours
were cute.
So
we had, like, the plaid flannel, and I look real good in plaid. Every ginger looks good in plaid. I don't know. But, I don't know. They came out really, really well. And now I'm like team matching photo shoot. I'm like an advocate
for
it.
Here we go.
Who am I? Like 3 years ago, I swore I was never going to turn into a crazy dog person and I'd never do those serious couple photo shoots.
Here we are.
I've done four of those couple photo shoots this year and I post 3 times a day about my dog.